Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your real estate news for December 2nd, 2025. So if you're a homeowner, shame on you. I told you to lock in before these things went up over through here. Because if you're a homeowner still watching me, you didn't lock in. Wonder if you're a home buyer, should you lock in now? Should you wait? What should you do? Maybe if you're building a house, what do we expect for rates maybe 6 months from now? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. We don't have any economic news, but the big thing I want to talk about first is what happened yesterday. So folks, my name is Dan Ferriero. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. But before we go there, I want to explain to you guys what happened yesterday. So what happened yesterday was Japan. They came in and they increased their rates. Interest rates. So what happened is investors all over the world took their money and they took it out of their markets and pushed it in the Japanese market. Okay, so that's what happened. So when you have money flowing out of something, like selling something, you usually have the price of it go down. Pay attention to that part because that's going to play a key role in today's video. So the next piece of this is we're going to have, here's the headlines for today. Costco is suing the Trump administration over tariffs that aren't even deemed illegal yet. So I've been talking about this for months. I'm like, okay, as soon as the Supreme Court rules on this, this could be huge when it comes to mortgage rates. So now you have the Japanese interest rates and you have our tariffs. How does all this actually play a role in here? Let me explain to you how all this works. Here's our national debt. Okay, the government, when they don't have enough money to pay bills, they issue bonds. You and I put stuff on a credit card. This is a huge amount of debt. Okay, so what happens is if these the tariffs are deemed illegal, we now have to refund. I did a research right there here between 175, 158, and $90 billion, whichever one of these numbers pan out, we might have to refund that money back to countries, companies, even Costco. We don't have the money already, so what would happen with these? Well, we're going to have to issue more bonds. Okay, so let me explain how that works. Remember when we had in the bond market or the housing market in 2008? That's the poster child for everybody. The housing market crashed. Why? Okay, because people were getting in for foreclosure, they couldn't afford their homes, so everybody and their mother was selling their properties. What happened to the prices? They crashed. So same thing in the bond market. This is the bond market. This is an MBS. What that is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street, and the price of this is reflective in where mortgage rates go. Let me explain to you. So yesterday we saw mortgage prices go down. Here's what we had. We had Japanese cut their rates or increase their rates. Money flowed out of our markets and right through here. So people were selling bonds. Price of the bonds going down. What happened with rates? Well, they went up. Okay, so when the bond market goes down, rates go up. We love when the bond market goes up. So today we're getting a little reprieve. Okay, so what would happen if we had to issue $90 billion, $100 billion, $170 billion in debt on top of all this? Well, we'd have basically a crash in the bond prices. What happens when bond prices crash? Rates go up. That's what could happen over through here. Okay, so I'm just getting you guys forewarned. I don't know that this is going to happen. I don't know where rates are going to go from here, but that's the biggest catalyst that's coming in. And as you see and monitor rates on a daily basis, if you've been following things, rates go up much quicker than they go down. It's kind of like gas prices. You ever go past the gas station and prices go down a penny and then a penny, but then the next day they go up 25 cents. Kind of the same thing how mortgage rates work, just for some ungodly reason. So that's what we're seeing through this today. Why am I talking about this? Well, there's really no economic news. If you go to the economic calendar, we have on Tuesday, we have construction spending. That's a yawner. Member Bowman's going to speak. We'll see where that person's going to vote on the spectrum when it comes to the Fed meeting. Fed meeting? Fed meeting? What Fed meeting? The Fed's going to meet in 8 days. What are they going to do? Well, there's going to be a lot of data coming out the rest of this week right through here. So today, there's really nothing. Tomorrow, we're going to have ADP payroll numbers, really nothing else more there. Thursday and Friday, this is going to be the end-all, beat-all when it comes to economic news. We're going to get initial jobless claims, continued claims, the PCE, the inflation numbers that the Federal Reserve truly monitors right through here. What are they going to do in 8 days? Well, let's go over to the CME FedWatch group to figure that out. So what happens is the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, they use options trading to figure out what is the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting. Well, the next meeting is in 8 days. The probability of a rate cut is 87%. So I was still kind of all iffy coming last week. And then we had a few Fed officials coming in saying, eh, we're probably going to teeter on the edge of a rate cut. So that's most likely there's going to be a rate cut next week on Wednesday. We'll be live at that event to show you guys how the markets react to that. As we know, the last three times now the Federal Reserve has cut rates, mortgage rates went like this every day after that for quite a bit of time. So be prepared, and now you understand maybe a little more how all these bond markets and stuff work. So let's get over to the news that we have for today, how it's affecting the stock market, because the stock market took it on the chin yesterday. I think we had the Dow Jones and all the equities across the board majorly down. So let's see what's it looking like today. We got the Dow Jones, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all up. Pretty decent, up 100 points or more. Oil's down. I'm thinking oil's going to go even lower because production right now is about a million barrels a day extra. So you're going to see oil going down even further. Could be a little scary on how oil companies treat this, but this is huge information on where our inflation is going to go, because oil is a big piece of that. And if we have energy prices coming down quite a bit, you're going to see inflation numbers coming down. The 10-year Treasury keeps upticking. This was about 4% about a week ago. Now it's up about 10 basis points. Go over to cryptocurrency. It is up 3,000 for the day. That is fantastic. So good news right through there. So now the next piece of this puzzle I want to get to is I created a new section. It is called Rate Lock or Float. So I got two spectrums up here. If I need you guys to vote down below, if you would, let me know if you like A better or B better. I kind of like A better. So here's what I want to go over with you guys. If you're a homeowner right now that didn't lock in, what should you do? Well, if you're a homeowner right now, go to our website. And I created a tool right up through there. It's called RateWatch 2.0. What you're going to do is put in your mortgage information. Let me know what interest rate you'd be interested in us contacting you to see if it would save you some money. So what will happen is you'll put in the information and yours truly will be calling you. No, we don't sell the data. So don't be surprised one day if I call you up and say, hey, guess what? Your RateWatch just triggered. We can save you $500 a month. You want to move forward on this? So that's where we can help with homeowners. What if you're looking to buy? What if you're looking to buy in the spring? Maybe you're looking to build. Let's get over to this tool I'm creating. So here's my scenario behind the scenes. I want to let you guys know what my thoughts are and how we work with our clients. So right now, if you're a client of ours, you're closing within 30 days, you're locked. We're not going to play the float game up and down, try to figure out what's going on. If mortgage rates do drop over 0.25%, we have a slogan. Let me repeat my slogan to you. I have a slogan here. I actually created it. It's one loan application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Let me explain how all this works. Folks, my name is Dan Frio. I work at a bank that actually provides me federal license. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. We're also set up with over 30 other lenders to work with. So when you call in, when you put in your application, we're not only getting you approved with us, we're going to get you quotes with over 30 other lenders, and you'll work with yours truly during this whole process. So what we want to go over now is if you're looking to refinance, well, get the application started. You can use the RateWatch tool. If you're looking to buy or build, what should you do? Well, if you're closing within 30 days, lock them. Okay, if you're closing within 30 days and 120 days, I'm saying monitor. Subscribe down over there. Watch my videos each day. I'll let you know when you should be locking in. If you're not closing for 3, 4, 5 months, just continue to float, because the Federal Reserve, it's going to be packed with a bunch of Fed officials in about 6 months, and I think we're in a good place for where mortgage rates are going to go from here. So if you're closing within 30 days, lock them in. Otherwise, just float. Subscribe down over there so you get an idea what the heck's going on with mortgage rates. So let's recap the day. Right now, mortgage rates were up yesterday. I think there's going to be a little bit of a reprieve today because we got the bond market up 6 ticks. It's not enough to give back all that we gained yesterday, but it's at least the right direction. So hopefully now you understand a little bit more on how the bond market works and how it's also associated over through here. So if you're a home buyer, you're a home builder, you're looking to buy, you're looking to refinance, folks, I'd love to work with you. Use my over 35 years of experience in this business and over our 30 plus lenders that we work with. And here's where you can find all the information. Just go to therateupdate.com. What we'd like you to do is just give us a call. You're going to speak with Alan or myself. You can schedule an appointment. What we don't want you to do really is put in your application before we really know a little bit about you and you know a little bit more about me. So make sure you schedule a call, apply, put in your application, ask Dan, or just give us a phone call at 844-775-5626. So that's our report for this morning. Join me later today live for those homeowners and people looking to buy. I'm going to explain to you guys how all this works. How do you get pre-approved? How do you get pre-qualified? We're going to go over your credit reports and a whole bunch more. So you can ask me live questions there. So join us today. Otherwise, I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for the day. So thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe over there. Can't wait to see you today on our live event. I'll see you then, folks. Bye-bye.